Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Today, the first question comes from Sheila, who says, I have been feeling quite stodgy and frumpy with my style lately. I retired 3 years ago and I've decided it's time to step up my style game and spend much needed time focusing my attention on updating my wardrobe. There was a time when I was always dressed very professionally at work and I felt very together and confident. Over the last number of years, I've started to let my style fall by the wayside at work. I think casual Fridays at the office had lots to do with this. And since then, my style aesthetic slowly began to disappear. I seem to have lost all my confidence in how to properly dress my body. The struggle I seem to be encountering at the moment is how and where do I start my wardrobe overhaul? I'd love to hear your thoughts about finding your style aesthetic again and building a new and revised wardrobe from there. Well, there's a lot of things to think about when you are rebuilding your style for whatever reason, whether it's weight changes, whether it's lifestyle changes, you name it, there's lots of different reasons. But the thing to think about, so there's a number of things you can think about. Firstly, I would think about what in the past did I really love wearing? Now, we're not talking about just repeating that outfit or those particular clothes, because A, they may not be in fashion anymore, B, they may not suit your body anymore, but what was it about them that you loved? The more you can identify what's worked for you in the past and how your wardrobe worked together. So did you like more simple outfits or more complex outfits when you felt your most stylish? Did you, was there something that you tended to, navigate or go towards? So it might be, I really liked wearing dresses and now I'm just wearing jeans and pants. Or it could be that you used to accessorize and you stopped doing that, or now you have foot issues and you can't wear heels anymore. But what were the outfits? So start thinking about what was it that you really loved to wear and what was it about that made you happy? So how did it express your style? How did it express your personality? What was it that you really enjoyed about those things and those styles and those outfits? Because if you've suddenly ended up in a wardrobe full of really plain basics, but if you actually think back to when you felt your most stylish and what you had was patterns then. Maybe it's thinking about, oh, I need to bring some more patterns back into my wardrobe as I rebuild it. Or it could be that when you were more stylish, you were wearing more structured clothes and now you're wearing much more casual clothes. So how can you bring that element of structure, even if it's not the same sort of suited structure as you used to wear, into your new wardrobe? So it's really thinking about how can we bring those things that made us happy in our wardrobe into our current wardrobe. Now, when we're thinking about what is my current aesthetic, this is where things like Pinterest are great, creating a mood board of some sort. So collecting lots of images of things that inspire you. It does not have to be clothes. This is where you could look at plants, art, architecture, spring flowers. I was talking to one of my clients and she had created a mood board because she was rebuilding her summer wardrobe. And, kind of spring, summer. And she had this whole kind of, in the end, it was this palette of certain sorts of spring flowers that she was finding particularly inspiring for her. And so then when she was thinking about what to put in her wardrobe, it was all things that related to that, that had that feeling of that floral, that soft, that delicate, and those sorts of colours as well. So do think about, could you create some sort of mood board? So just find lots of images of things that inspire you, that you aesthetically enjoy. Remember, not necessarily clothes. In fact, probably not clothes. Once you can see that, I always remember one of my clients, and I asked her to do this. I said, bring some photos. And you know what was really interesting is she brought me photos of her garden. And in her garden, it wasn't florals, but what it was quite architectural plants. So they were plants that had a more kind of structured feeling about them. But then there was also like she had like a it was made of some old bricks, a bit of a structure in her garden. She sort of really liked this thing. And there was an organic feel to it. So even though she had this structure, there was also an organic feel. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't overly polished. It still had a natural element to it. So that was what we were looking for in her style. And that was her aesthetic. So it's really understanding what is your aesthetic? And your aesthetic is often not about clothes, because we can get so focused on body image and what suits me and all those sorts of things, we start missing out on what we actually love. So looking at things outside of clothes and style is going to help you refine your aesthetic and what it is that is inspiring you right now. So art, architecture, gardens, you know, flowers, you know, sunsets, birds, nature, animals, you name it. There is no right or wrong here. This can be really helpful for you to start informing your style, just understanding those things. And then thinking about, well, what do you need in your current lifestyle? There's no point in building yourself a wardrobe full of clothes that doesn't work for your current lifestyle. Where are you today? What do you spend your time doing? Maybe spend a week just noting down everything you do and then looking at those things and going, well, what kind of clothes do I actually need in my wardrobe? You know, you might even spend a couple of weeks doing this to get a better kind of broader view, to go, well, what do I need? What kind of things do I spend my time doing? What are the dress codes? What's my location, the environment, the weather, all those sorts of things. When I'm, you know, do I have, you know, activities that I'm going to that I feel like I have nothing to wear? What's everybody else wearing? Should I be looking at what's appropriate? All those sorts of things are coming into this as well. So it's kind of informing those choices. So you need to look at your lifestyle. We want a wardrobe that works for you today, because as much as your wardrobe when you used to, you know, get more dressed for professionally at work worked for then, but now you're retired and life is different. And so therefore we need a different wardrobe. So it's working out what you need in your wardrobe now, then actually starting to go through your wardrobe and go, well, what have I got that still works? What do I love? And I think remembering too, don't bring anything into your wardrobe that you don't love. Don't buy it'll do pieces. It's better to wait and find something that you really love. I want you to be excited about wearing your clothes instead of feeling like, oh, ho-hum, you know, I can take it or leave it. So what do you really love? What's working for you? And then also too, what in your wardrobe is not working? What don't you like about these pieces? If you can figure out what you don't like about the clothes that you probably own but really not wearing, it really helps you to stop making those same mistakes again. You can write yourself a list of, you know, what are my mistakes to avoid, so that you know I'm never going down that path again. So, you know, what we want is a, like a what I love and versus what I don't love. And that can really help you when you are shopping and making these decisions. So, I mean, there's so many different aspects to redefining your style, but it's thinking about like, what have I got? What worked in the past? How did I build a wardrobe? What do I need in my wardrobe right now? What am I spending my time doing? You know, and even really looking at things like, is my coloring the same? Because if you have to rebuild a wardrobe, you want to go for the coloring that is working for you now rather than what worked for you 10 years ago or 20 years ago as well. That also is going to inform your choices too. And then using a color palette makes it really easy to build a cohesive wardrobe of clothes that work and mix and match really easily together and, of course, make you look amazing. Because, you know, you're limiting yourself to a smaller range of colors. So you'll find that your options are actually much greater about how many things you can mix and match together. So just a few thoughts there about rebuilding your style and rebuilding your wardrobe. If you've got a bit lost for any reason or something in your life has changed, I mean, this happens to so many of us. It doesn't have to be retirement. There's so many different things that go on to think about when you are rebuilding that, and it can really help you then start to figure out what it is that works for you and what you need in your wardrobe. And, you know, so as we bring new things in, we're doing it really consciously and thoughtfully. So we're not creating waste, and we're really thinking, you know, what's going to work for us, because we're building a wardrobe that's going forward. I always think about it as a future-focused wardrobe. Your wardrobe is actually taking you forward into the future. What are your goals? What are your dreams? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Do you have the clothes that are going to support you in all those things? That's where we want our wardrobe to take us, rather than what has been in the past. So the past can help inform us, but the future is where we're going. So we want to bring those two things together to work out what we can start to get now. So I know there's no one little thing, but hopefully some of those tips and tricks have helped you think about your wardrobe in a new way. Next question comes from Linda, who says, I think my biggest challenge is my lack of style. I'm definitely natural or relaxed by the personality quiz definition, but I don't like to look messy. I like comfort and quality. How do I be stylish and natural at the same time? And this is actually really easy. Because what it is thinking about a few things that make you look polished and together, even though your style is very natural and relaxed. Number one is grooming. The first thing that goes when we're sick or tired is grooming. It makes a big difference to the overall look of the outfit. That if you can't be bothered to do your hair, or, you know, like you just look like a mess all the time, then that's going to bring any outfit down. Doesn't matter what type of outfit. You know, grooming is really important. So do think about, what's my minimum level of grooming that I feel stylish in? So that would be the first thing. Second thing is being aware that relaxed clothing or natural clothing, which is generally made of more stretchy fabrics or more, you know, more casual fabrics like denim and stuff, if it's a stretchy fabric and it's stretched out, if it's looking old and baggy or saggy or pilled, that is not doing it for you. So making sure that your pieces are in good condition is really important, and replacing things as they get stretched out and out of shape and pilled and faded and all those sorts of things as well. So good condition is really important. By the sound of it too, you might have a little edge of classic in there, and this is where that need to be more put together and polished is there. So even though you might be relaxed, you still want to have maybe finished seams rather than rips and tears. Thinking about that, you know, your jeans may want to have, you know, no distressing, because that makes them a little bit more dressy than if they are covered in distressing. So, and what is the fit? So clothes that are more fitted rather than really loose and baggy tend to always look a bit more polished. So thinking about, what is the fit? And then the other thing can be thinking about, how can I add that little bit of structure into my outfits? Because structure always raises the feeling of something. So you may not want to wear a blazer. Now you could, but you might go, that's not relaxed enough for me. But even some kind of jacket. So it could be a soft jacket or a bomber jacket or something like that, that has that little bit of structure to it, can make a huge difference to feeling more put together rather than just always wearing knits. And then thinking about too, an accessory or two that actually expresses your style. And it can even be as simple as a, you know, like maybe it's a snakeskin boot and a cute belt or something that adds a little bit more interest and detail to your outfit rather than everything being completely plain. So they are some things to think about. And I am actually about to record next week my outfit masterclass. And this is all about putting together outfits and how to define what your outfits are and how to understand how to put those together for you, and getting ideas and styling hacks and all sorts of stuff like that. So if you're interested in that, please do check that out. I'll pop a link in here afterwards as well, so you can check out my outfit masterclass coming up soon. But yeah, so, you know, there is lots of things. And then I do also have a blog post about Jennifer Aniston's style. She has a very relaxed style, but she always looks polished. So she does it really well. So I'd recommend also looking at that blog post about Jennifer Aniston's relaxed style, because she does relax very well and always looks put together. But she's still actually wearing very relaxed clothing most of the time. Last question today comes from Maria, who says, I have an hourglass figure and I find it hard to find well-fitting blouses. I have wide shoulders and a small waist, and all my tops end up loose on it. They take a bell shape, so going outwards rather than inwards. I limit myself to elastic, tight-fitting tops, but they are mostly very casual and I want to look for more refined clothes. The fashion industry is tending to make boxy shapes clothes at the moment, and they are really ugly on me. So basically, after her bust, you know, the clothes just fall down and it just looks big and I don't know how to tuck in. So number one is thinking about tucking, but number two is, if you have an hourglass figure, you want to tuck your clothes in. So you can tuck a top in completely. If it's a very voluminous top, absolutely tuck it in, because you need to bring it back in. Or can you belt it in somewhere or other? What you want to do is bring the volume back in at your waist. And this is really important for X shapes. Anything baggy or boxy is just going to make you look larger all over. You need to make sure your clothes come in at the waist. So if it is voluminous, it's tucking things in. Or if it's maybe not too voluminous, this is where, could I add some extra darts to the outfit? So darts are like where you bring in a little bit of kind of fabric vertically through the body, and you can do multiple darts to actually start to shape the garment so it's not boxy. So particularly with things like shirts and blouses, it's thinking about putting darts in that are going to bring that shape in. You could even potentially have the side seams shaped a little bit as well. So if you know how to sew, you can do this for yourself. Otherwise, you could easily take it to an alterations person and ask them to put in some darts so it actually comes in at your waist. But being aware that if you have got an hourglass shape and everything is voluminous, that you need to either tuck in, and there's plenty of kind of resources on tucking. And really, tucking is just pop it inside your pants or your skirt. It's really not tricky. And then often blouse it over the top a bit. Sometimes put on a belt. That can really help define your waist as well. Or otherwise, get some shaping put into those garments. Because yes, at the moment, there's a lot of boxy and voluminous in the tops, which is not the best if you have a more defined waist, unless you want to tuck them. So just a couple of things there. So thank you so much for watching, and thank you for your questions. And I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.